Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I am Jacqueline.
How are you doing tonight?
All right. Just running crazy busy. This Gemini energy just gets you moving around and doing a lot of things.
Well, we're very glad if you've tuned into the show tonight. We have a pretty exciting show for everyone, don't we, Jacqueline?
Oh, I think so.
Absolutely. A couple of very interesting things going on. We are having a solar eclipse tomorrow.
Along with a Gemini new moon.
Yeah, the lights are kissing at 21 minutes of Gemini. So it just barely made it under the wire. Mm-hmm. And Venus retrograde in that sign as well. So what do you think, Jacqueline? Do you think we're going to make it through this cycle?
I think everybody's going to be moving and doing a lot of things and being very active during this period of time, at least for the next 3 weeks.
Exactly. Well, this solar eclipse has been getting an awful lot of press, and part of the reason has been is because Venus is going to do something that it does very rarely, where it's going to basically pass between the Earth and the Sun. I think it's on the 4th of June. And of course, there's a lot of prophecy about that and predictions that perhaps it could manifest in earthquakes or volcanic reaction at this time. I know that Mitch Bedros has been talking about it on earthchanges.com. And also, it's been talked about on a number of other sites and stuff that are very familiar with the Mayan calendar and some of their uses of Venus in prediction. So I had a lot of calls about that this week. How about you?
I haven't had that many. I've had a couple emails about it.
Everybody's kind of like holding their breath, you know, right now because everybody's so concerned about, you know, 2012 and everything. And of course, there's a cause for concern because there has been an increase in natural catastrophes. We all know that over the last couple of years, ever since Pluto got into Capricorn, actually. And so because of that, I think that everybody is kind of a little bit interested in this particular eclipse. But what really hit me the hardest with this eclipse chart is because both the Sun and the Moon, being in such at the breadth of Gemini, at the very beginning of the sign, they're in a square to Neptune in Pisces, and it's only been there for a couple of months, and it hasn't been in Pisces in 165 years. So it seems like it's a major passage with that as far as everything from inspiration to deception. It can kind of play itself out. It's kind of like good cop, bad cop. That's kind of how it's looking to me on the eclipse chart.
Absolutely. And I think that is one of the things that I like about this chart is that it brings the intuitive out to the head, to the knowledge, to the understanding. I think one of the greatest things that happens during this period of time is that you actually do have that openness to really feel the intuitive or the spirit during this period of time and communicate during that time with it. So I think there's some really great changes as far as people feeling what's coming up and being intuitive. I understand the deceptive part, but I think there's an awareness opening on that part as well.
Exactly. And, of course, we have Mars exactly opposite Chiron, the wounded healer, as well. And it's kind of squaring off, you know, with a wide orb to the dragon, you know, the north and south nodes in the chart, too. And I think a lot of people have been really talking a lot about what's healthy, what's unhealthy, what's organic, what's GMO. People are really kind of concerned about, you know, what they're breathing, what they're eating, you know, safety and travel, things of this nature that are coming up. And just over the last couple of weeks, I've done a couple of body, mind, spirit fairs, and there has been a tremendous turnout of people that are just really trying to eat healthier, you know, become part of the whole green movement, become more ecologically sound, if you will. And I think that's going to continue with this eclipse, too, because people are going to be passing along really good ideas and looking at alternatives. That's a beautiful thing about having both the moon in immutable signs. That there can be an awful lot of information, though. You have to decide what of it you want to apply and what of it you want to maybe put it on the back burner. Keep the literature looking
at
later.
That's where the deception comes in.
Exactly. I don't usually choose to do things because I feel inspired to do them. I don't usually do things because I'm afraid of consequences if I don't do them. And I'm seeing both of those things being utilized very heavily in the media over the last month or so.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, the fear factor versus positive change, because what you really want to embrace, and a lot of that's been going on. I think, again, that's very Gemini, you know, one extreme to the other.
Absolutely.
I mean, I have a number of planets in Gemini, so I'm the least person to criticize the energy. I'm just saying that sometimes I'm that way either. It's like all or nothing.
And it is. It's stretching it to its extremes, which is not always a bad thing. Here again, it opens up another side to it, another perspective. Some people get stuck in one side, and this one won't let you get stuck in one side. You're going to see both sides, that's for sure.
And then try and make a decision with all this Gemini energy in the heavens.
Oh, well, that's another whole story.
But, you know, the Venus retrograde, I'm finding out already, everybody's talking to reunions. People are getting together. They're calling people back they haven't talked to in a while. And, I mean, I've even talked to clients I haven't even talked to in 5 or 7 years. You know, so it's kind of amazing.
It's amazing, isn't that?
Yeah,
I mean, the reunions and the things coming back full circle and, you know, all of these wonderful things I see happening during this period of time. Old issues from the past that haven't been resolved all of a sudden are resolved. And it's really a great thing.
It allows us to, again, to work these things out and to come to a better understanding. The thing I like about the Gemini forces is because you can view choices without judgment. You can look at both sides of the question and you can see the two paths that lie ahead, if you do, if you don't. And I like that because it gives a certain amount of objectivity. But at the same time, it's difficult to choose between two alternatives that have equal value in different ways. Like I shuddered, like, I wouldn't want somebody to go out with me to pick out a purse right now, okay? I might be out of it for 3 hours. But that's kind of the way it is. But a lot of love relationships, too, people are looking back and looking at their patterns in their love relationships, both with friendships and even romantic associations. And they're saying, what am I supposed to be learning from all this? Or what was I supposed to learn from that particular relationship? And I think that that's very good to look through that retrospect window and reanalyze, because I think through that retrospect window, sometimes we see things more clearly and we understand them differently.
Oh, I agree. Greatly with that one. You know, I see old. And don't be surprised if an actual old flame comes back at this point in time, because I've seen that happen several occasions right now with quite a few of my clients, to where they've been tested to see really where are both of them at, what is the difference between then and now, and really to look at really what is important to them, or if this relationship is saying hello again or goodbye again. So it's, you know, it's an interesting journey here, and I've seen a lot of them get that gratification of the true goodbye. You know, they've healed their issues and they can say goodbye to the situation.
Well, we have a number of people on hold. I suppose we should get down to doing some readings for some of these folks.
All right.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you doing this evening?
Good. I wanted to see what you... My love life. A boyfriend coming in.
What is your birthday?
10/5/6.
Really? And do you know what time you were born?
7:25 a.m.
In Huntington, New York. Where do you live now, Suzanne?
Riverhead, New York.
How close is it?
Hour away.
Okay. And the love relationship that you're talking to us about, when's their birthday?
Oh, I don't have one right now. I sort of like someone, but they like me, and I'm trying to go on blind dates and stuff like that.
Oh, you're trying to mix it up a little bit, are you? Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. Blind dates.
No. do you see blind dates working out, or in the past, or what do you see with all this?
Well, let me put it to you this way. I do see a lot of blind date activity here, but you tend to pick relationships that are fixer-uppers, don't you?
Well, I'm trying not to.
Okay. Well, just be a little careful. Be a little careful.
Because
I think you're a natural healer, and that's why you end up doing that.
My girlfriend's supposed to picks me up with a guy named Al. Supposed to go on a blind date with a guy named Mark and another one. I can't even think of his name. Embarrassing. But
well, and here again, you know what I'm going to say? Because I do feel that you tend to put yourself in a secondary position as far as your relationships are concerned. And you try and manipulate them a little bit more than what you should. Try and make them fit instead of them naturally fitting, okay? What I'd like to see is, really, is if you dream him, he will come, okay? You have a wonderful intuitive ability that, your chart screams, okay? And here again, I think Aphrodite was right. At this point in time, I still see you drawing in that individual that you want to mold or fit into what's right instead of just sitting back and waiting for what's right. Do you understand it that way?
Well, I'm going to try to meet the people who will fit. That's why there's people with, like, good jobs who are attracted to me. They, you know, one friend's trying to fix me with somebody who asked for my number. I mean, I don't know.
I like the friend fix up. Really good for you right now.
I don't know if he's going to call, though. She's supposed to maybe see him tonight. I don't know if he's going to ask my number again. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I think that, again, having a friend or associate that you already know and that kind of knows you can be very helpful because it may create a little bit of a buffer here. Okay? And the other thing is that you do have, to me, there needs to be more good humor and more positive energy for you. You know, because as you're trying to embrace this and you're trying to do it in a new way, you're trying to create a new strategy, which I think is wise, I think that you need to lighten up and appreciate every person that you meet for what they are. And if there is going to be a wonderful attraction, you know, then it's going to show up. But I really think that's great. I really would like to see you have some fun. Just have some fun.
Yeah, that's what I am.
Yeah, that's because I really think the friend thing, I like it. How long has your friend known you?
A year or so now.
Okay. Fair enough.
No, I don't know if he's going to call or not. I don't know if she's going to give him my number. I asked her to. I don't know what's going on.
Well, Mars is direct in Virgo, so my feeling is if this person's interested, you're definitely going to get a call. Okay, because Virgo actually rules numbers, and with Mars there, it's about
doing it. Now,
what
about the person that I like? The person I liked from the past, I just forget about him.
Well, the person that you like from the past, again, that has been a bit of a torture, hasn't it?
No, I see him like once a week or whatever, but I think he's just too young, so I'm going to put him on the side burner and look for someone who's better.
Okay. Well, with Venus retrograde in Gemini, I have a feeling that the dialogue with him is going to continue, and I think that that's okay. And now, does he know that you're going out and you're dating other people?
No.
Well, what do you think is going to be the outcome if he discovers that? Like if you run into him, say, when you're out and about?
I don't know if I'll run into him ever.
Okay. All right. So, again, you don't want to hurt anybody unnecessarily.
Well, he's not looking for a serious relationship. I don't think he's going to be devastated or anything.
Yes, but a lot of times, again, feelings can emerge that you don't expect. Especially with a Venus retrograde in Gemini, sometimes the issues can become a little bit exaggerated. So I'm just giving you a little bit of word of caution here. That's all.
Well, what if I say
go out and have some fun? I think comedy
me.
Shows. I think music is good for you right now. And like I said, I think that the fix-up thing or the blind date thing is not a bad idea. I think it's a good idea.
How about the other two that are going to be someone's like a second date tomorrow night, and then I have a blind date Tuesday.
Okay, great. I think that you're on the right track here. Just kind of go out, experience them, find out what they're about, you know, and just see if it's a fit or not naturally. you know. Usually relationships that really are going to go well and stuff, at the very, very beginning, there's a tremendous amount of energy and interest.
Yeah, I think so too, but I was just...
I think you're on the right track.
So do you see one steady one, or...?
Not right now. I don't want to lie to you. I really think right now is a time, again, to be very single and to kind of see what's out there. And because Saturn's still retrograde in your first house right now, so I feel that it's too soon to make any kind of a judgment call about long-term relationships. It's going to go direct at the end of June. But for right now, just go out and enjoy each date and each experience and each dialogue without putting too much emphasis on the final outcome is what I suggest. What do you think, Jacqueline? Okay.
I agree. I think this is a time where it's really taking some time to look at yourself, look in towards your personal values and beliefs. You have an Aries moon, and so you can really live in the present and live in the now. I think you've been wounded greatly, and I don't think you're over that wound. And I think you have an evolution to go through before you can trust a relationship. And in your relationships, they're full-on relationships. When you love for life. You know, you have that intensity that really takes a long time to really get through and evolve through when it doesn't work. And here again, it's the most passionate love that anybody could ever feel. And I do feel that when the right one comes along, it'll be great. But I think you've got to heal some wounds before that other one's going to come along. So I think this is a time for you to really look within yourself and really find a lot of joy within yourself.
Well, keep us posted, Suzanne.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Good night. Wow. You ready for the next one?
Oh, I sure am. That was too close.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hello, hi.
Hello,
how are you?
Great, how are you?
Good.
What can we do
this
for you
Lena
tonight?
From Florida. I wanted to see if you can look at my chart and see anything special, anything good I can look forward to coming up.
What's your birthday?
March 7th, 1962.
And do you know what time you were born?
12:03 p.m. Islip, New York.
Excellent.
Where do you live now?
Boca Raton.
Boca Raton. Mouth of the rats.
Is it still raining down there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been raining all day.
I live in Stewart, so we just had ours finished up here.
Yeah. Rains a lot here in the summer.
Yes, it does. So did you have a question for us tonight?
I just wanted to see what you can see about any kind of relationship coming up for me. I had somebody, but then I broke off with him a few weeks ago. I haven't heard from him since because he told me he was dating somebody else.
Wow, that's a good thing.
He wanted to keep the door open, and I was like, I don't feel comfortable talking to you while you're with another woman, so I haven't heard from him in 3 weeks.
That's not a bad thing.
No, I can't be another. I can't be second choice. So I have to be top banana.
I don't blame you. And it's good that you know yourself that well to know that that's just not going to work for you. I really think that right now what I'm seeing in the chart is that because Venus is retrograde in Gemini in your first house right now, it's really a time to reconnect with girlfriends and go out and have fun. I wouldn't necessarily focus on another male relationship right now. I think that once the eclipse passes tomorrow and some of the planets start to move into Gemini over the next couple of weeks, it's going to be a really wonderful social time for you, and your nightlife is going to pick up tremendously. And now, what are you doing right now as far as spiritual work? Are you doing some spiritual work right now?
Oh, yeah, I always do spiritual work,
Okay.
Yeah, very spiritual.
Because I feel that the spiritual community is where a real relationship of value is going to come for you.
Oh, really? Maybe I should go back to church.
I think so, too. And
yeah.
I think
I'll agree.
Yeah. And I think that going out and having a nice time with your girlfriends could be great too. Go out, do a little dancing, have a little joy in life. But definitely concentrate also on the spiritual aspects, because I just think that then you're going to be on the same page with someone, okay? And then your gifts are going to flourish even more, I believe, if you do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because my church was having a singles dance tonight.
Wow,
I'd
go.
Go?
I think you should go.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I think you could have a great time with this because, you know, these people, again, they're going to be speaking your language, and, you know, it's nice to be around a lot of people that are really into that space of being connected with the divine.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I would definitely do that. And like I said, if you have girlfriends there also, then you could go out and also do other things on other nights, you know, and spend a little time as well, because then you have that sense of camaraderie, that sense of connectedness to something that is truly sacred or holy.
Oh, yeah, because there was another man that tried to come back into my life, but I wouldn't let him.
No, it's not the time for somebody from your past to come back that's any good.
No, I mean, if they weren't good the first time, why would they be better the second?
Absolutely.
Well, I've seen it go both ways over the many years that I've done this kind of work. And
I'm looking at her chart, though.
I know, her chart, yeah. It's not the way for her to go, but I just, because we are other people are listening to the show, I don't want to say that it's always true. Sometimes people do go
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Some people do go through epiphanies, and sometimes when a person's charts progress, they come to new realizations and stuff. But I agree with Jacqueline, and as far as your chart is concerned, it's time for you to reconnect with old girlfriends, perhaps, and other people that you kind of have lost a little bit of touch with, but not necessarily romantically. No, I agree with Jacqueline on that score.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I appreciate it.
Well, keep us posted. Let us know how
it
goes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, I didn't think about it that way. I'm sitting here looking at her chart going, yeah, she's not going back for anything.
Yeah. Well, see, some people, you know, again, like I said, it works for some people. They find after many years, you know, like their childhood sweetheart, something like that, that comes back in the picture many years later, and all of a sudden it's a connection again. You know, it's brand new. And I've seen that go very well in some cases too. So I just, because as other people listening, I wanted to make sure that they understood that we're not making a blanket statement about that.
Yes, absolutely on that. No, each relationship is different and unique. That's one of the reasons why I like astrology, is because it puts certain definitive lines on each individual personally. There's the boundaries for each person are completely different, and how they react to things are completely different, and what their life's journey is completely different. And so here again, when that's the reason why I like astrology, is because when you look at the chart, you can go, okay, definitively, this one's not going to go back.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you want to take another caller? You ready?
I'm ready.
All righty then. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How you doing tonight?
Doing great.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, I just have a question about relocation.
Okay, what's your birthday?
March 22nd, 1966.
And what time were you born?
1:38 p.m.
All right. And what city?
Durham, North Carolina.
And where do you live now?
I still live in Durham, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Are you planning on relocating to a specific area?
I don't know. I've been thinking about it.
I would bet you would be.
Now, the reason for relocating, is it because of... professionally, you want to relocate, or you just basically want a fresh start?
Both.
Okay. Well, you're just ready to launch, aren't you? You're just ready to launch with this chart. My goodness.
I know. That's what
I
bet you would
be
right now.
Wow.
Do you have a specific location or anything that you were looking at, or several locations? Because this could go in several different directions.
I was considering Arizona or New Mexico area.
Okay.
But I'm open, but I don't know why I'm drawn.
All right. Take a look. I want to take your chart, Jackie, and I'm going to progress you.
Okay.
And take a look at your astrocartography a little bit. Is that good with you?
Yeah.
Because I think that's going to help to answer the questions of the you that you're becoming. And I'm going to look at some of the power lines. I think I'm going to arbitrarily just take a little peek at Phoenix. What do you think about Phoenix, Arizona, the Sedona area?
That's where I went. Your career takes off like a rocket in Phoenix.
Yeah. That's my intuition too, and I haven't even looked at the stats yet.
I think it's so funny because that's the first thing when she said that Phoenix came to mind, so I put it in. And you know, when you look at this relocation chart here, it loads your 10th house with your Sun, your Moon, your Mars, Mercury, Chiron, Saturn. I mean, there's quite a bit that it makes that a large house. It also opens up your creativeness to you. I don't know, and that's my question, is because Pluto is in your fourth house in Virgo with Uranus, so I don't know that you would settle there forever if you did, because that would, you know, that is a transformational place for you. The biggest thing that I like here is it puts your part of fortune in your first house, so you're very lucky there. People think that you're very nurturing and loving. It gives you Cancer rising. So there's a lot of benefits and advantages to this. It really transforms and changes your life being there. And you would have to live there at least one full year for this whole transition to take place. But here again, that was my first intuition was Phoenix. So have you looked at it, Aphrodite?
Yeah, the scores aren't as high as I'd like to see in the progress chart. But when you look at her from her natal, it's pretty impressive. Okay, so there's a little bit of a mixed message here. I do think there's a lot of excitement there. I think love and romance would be awesome. But, again, I think that it would be a very, very exciting time of your life, and maybe that's what you need to do to kind of, like, reinvent yourself. And I agree with Jacqueline. I don't think it would be a permanent move. I think you may gravitate to other places out west from Phoenix, but I think it's a good place to start.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate the reading today.
Oh, you're welcome. Listen, you have a stellar night.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's so fun, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I thought that was so funny that both of us came up with Phoenix just like that. I thought that was really funny.
It's great. All right. You ready for the next one?
All right.
All right. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Good evening, Aphrodite and Jackie. Hi, this is Melissa. My name is Melissa. How are you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
Good.
I am well, thank you. My birthday is 3/11/1968. Time is 5:43 a.m. And my question is kind of like what the other lady had earlier, was about my love life.
And what city were you born in?
I was born in Berea, Ohio, but I'm no longer there.
Berea, I know where it is.
What's the name of the city?
Berea.
Berea.
B-E-R-E-A.
R?
B-E-R-E-A.
That's correct.
And where do you live now?
In Blacksburg, Virginia.
Ah, you're a native to me here. Okay.
Yes, I am.
I am.
I'd be giving you a hug if I saw you right now.
Great.
Now, I started recently talking with a man. His birthday is 6/20. 26, 1971. We just haven't been able to connect the dots. There's an attraction there, but we haven't been able to do anything about it.
Do you know where he was born?
Locally here.
You said 626. What year?
71.
I heard that.
Pardon me?
I heard that. Jack would just let out a little sigh.
You said, huh? I was turning my phone up.
Well, it's an
hear
interesting relationship for you. It's a very interesting relationship for you. This is... I can understand why you have that misconnection thing back and forth. It's really an interesting relationship.
And it's not like we're getting upset with each other either. It's just kind of comical for me.
That's great.
Well, and here again, I think this is a good friends relationship at this point in time, and I would leave it at that and let it go in its natural course of how it's going to flow, because I think it's going to clash and I think it's going to meld together. Emotionally, I think the two of you bond well together. However, I don't necessarily know that this is the ideal relationship for you. I think this is a relationship I would say would be considered a working relationship. You have to very much live in the now and live in the moment and stay within your truth. And you have the capability of making this relationship work, but it's going to take a long time to make this relationship work right. I just got to tell you that.
Well, that was my general feeling about it. and really, you know, there's nothing else brewing, so I might as well go with this one.
And I think this could really be, you know, I wouldn't put a lot of seriousness into it. I think this would really be a fun friendship, just as friends. I think you have some things that are mutually beneficial for each other. And I think that you've been brought together cosmically for a purpose, really to change each other's perspectives in certain ways. So I like the relationship in a lot of ways. So that's how come I'm saying that. But I don't know. Again, there's a lot of factors here that could go wrong in this relationship. So it's not
you
very much a relationship.
Thank you. I appreciate your honesty. Anything else, anybody else in the wings that I might be waiting for? They might be waiting for me?
I really think that next year is the big year for you, not this year, as far as love life is concerned.
Thank you.
I don't know. I just feel that next year somebody's going to knock your socks off. And
that's
why I think
awesome.
The person that you're in a relationship with now, I think it's going to be a great relationship, and I think it can be an ongoing relationship. But I just think that, you know, this is not a fall-in-love situation that you're in right now. And to me, next year looks like the year that you're going to fall big time for someone. And it's going to be a very, very different scenario. But I think that everything that you're learning and experiencing through this person that you're seeing now is all good, because it's all helping you to develop your relationship skills and stuff. And there's definitely, like Jacqueline said, there's a sweetness to the communication when you can finally get it together.
Well, thank you both, ladies.
You're welcome. You have a great night.
You too.
Good luck.
Good night.
Good
night.
Yep.
Thanks.
Cute.
Yeah, I agree. I still think she's going through some transformations and changes with her love life, of what she thinks and how she feels about her love life. So I think there's still more going on there before she's actually going to meet that right one. So.
Yeah, me too.
She's on the right track.
She's on the right track. And she's kind of, again, using her own intuition, which is just so valuable in these situations. You know, I have people that want to take me and put me in their pocket when they go out on a date so they can get insight. I'm like, no, you can do this.
Absolutely. You know how many times I've heard that? Can I just stick you in my pocket? No.
You're going to see things that I don't see. But I think that, again, a lot of times relationships can be so varied, you know, and I think that a lot of times if we're just focused on the romantic energy, we could bypass a very, very important friend in our lifetime. That's why I think it's always good to start out with the mental dialogue and the shared experiences and all that, and then see if basically an attraction blooms of that nature, of that passionate nature, rather than set yourself in a fix-up situation, which a lot of people do, with an expectation it's going to be wowie-zowie day one. I think that's unrealistic. But a lot
absolutely
of people do it.
And I believe everybody is brought into your life for a purpose, either good or bad, one way or the other. And it's in the experience that you go through of whether you make it good or bad. And I do feel that a lot of people have that high expectation of a date when they're just getting to know each other and just getting to feel the energy at that point in time. I think a lot of value comes, like with this with relationship, the communication and understanding of a different person's perspective can really open you up to really other avenues in your life that you wouldn't even think of. And so I greet everything here in your life as there's a purpose for it and it's the right thing because of that. And it's amazing how much you get out of it when you look at it in that attitude.
Absolutely. Are you ready for the next caller?
All right.
All right.
All right. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you today?
Hi, how are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's what I like to hear. What can we do for you tonight?
I live in a new area, and I just wanted to see if this was an area where I would be living permanently, or is this just for a period of time?
What's your birthday?
5/8/53. 1:45 a.m. Chicago.
And what area are you living in now?
Colorado.
And what city?
Westminster.
Westminster, okay. Wow, there's a lot of Westminsters. Woof.
Yeah, there are.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty amazing. Wow. There's a big shift in your chart being there. How long have you been there now?
About a year.
Okay, so you settled into the energy grid. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love the energy.
You definitely do love the energy, and you know what? This is very grounding for you.
It is.
Very purposeful for you, yes. And I have to tell you, it's really, really complements your Taurus stuff. Your ascendant in Colorado forms a perfect trine. Oh, your sun and palace. It's just awesome. And it's pretty good. Your Pisces moon is even in the second house.
And what I am going to say is that I know you feel with that Mars and Gemini, I know you feel a little unsettled, like you feel like you don't know whether you're going to stay there or not. Okay. I'm going to tell you a little trick. Either get another home, have another home, make somebody else's a second home for you. Get some kind of second home situation going there, and you'll really settle down really nicely, and that doubt will go away. It's a cheap trick, but it'll go away. I really like this, too, as well, like Aphrodite.
When you say second, do you mean like in another state?
You could. That doesn't matter to me, as long as you're living your residence here. Your primary resident has to be here.
Okay, the primary in Colorado.
Yes, absolutely. Where you're at this time. The location of where you're at this time, yes.
Yeah, that's where
you could do that. That wouldn't be a problem. As long as you have that secondary home that you know that you can run to, it's a psychological thing, okay? And I'm just trying to trick your brain in a little way, okay?
Okay.
And so it's more of a psychological change than it has to be physical change. But you could even own a second home and rent it out, you know, and have that secondary home in the same area and just rent it out as a rental property, and that would do the same thing. Anything to trick your mind or do something to change that will really settle you into this place. But I got to say, this is greatly to your benefit. I think you've chosen a beautiful place to settle.
That's wonderful.
I want to know where you think you need to be right now that you're not.
Okay, it's not that. Okay, I'm going to explain it to you. Okay, I went on vacation to Arizona, and I fell in love with Arizona, and I thought I was going to move to Arizona, and I ended up here with my son, which I really, really love it. Just like I do Arizona. As a matter of fact, I love it a little bit more because Colorado has more trees. And it seems like, you know, there are quite a few more mountains as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I like it here for you better. I really do.
And I think that visiting Arizona frequently, like she said, or creating friendships there where you can go up and spend a weekend, that kind of thing might work out just as well for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Arizona has its beauty, but it is very different. And,
yeah, it is very, very different.
Whereas the Colorado area, for me, it just seems like you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
You still have the same ascendant in Arizona, but I just don't feel that the atmosphere is quite the same.
Compliments who I am.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cause you started this journey in Chicago, so it's kind of like you need to have a winter.
Well, it needs to have water, and, you know, that Pisces moon has to have that water. So you have to have water around you, whether it be snow or a river and things like that. I really think Arizona is a little too dry for you. I think you'd really get dried out at that. Natural beauty does you well.
Okay. So what about business? Because I'm going to be starting a new business venture here, too.
Great.
Probably
what kind of a business
right
is it?
Away.
Holistic
kind of
health.
Is
it? Awesome.
Holistic
health. I love it. Well, I think it can be a little frustrating at first for you.
Okay.
I don't know if you have really the business plan together completely at this point in time.
No, I don't.
Are you going to be doing it with another person?
I hadn't thought about it.
Okay. Well, again, as far as if it's a holistic health kind of concern that you're looking at, you might want to get together a couple of other people to do it with you, other people that are also on the same path, because I think that when you share something, you flourish, because you're very, very, you're very practical, but you're also very flexible as far as when new ideas come in, you're like, wow, I like that idea, you know?
Right.
So I think
if you were kind
of in control and then you brought other people in, gave them an opportunity to use their skills, you could create a beautiful little center for yourself.
Okay. Never thought about
that.
That.
Yep. And that way you'll have other people that you can play off of. You won't have to be there 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also going to add to this. I think this is an ideal time for you to absorb a lot of information in the spiritual community and really have some kind of network to where you're learning process in many different modalities at this point in time would work really well for you. I think you're on a path where this is a good time for education.
Right, right. That's what I'm experiencing now with a holistic health practitioner. It's so many modalities that I'm exposed to, and one thing leads to another and another and another. So I'm definitely getting that right now.
I would follow that whatever it leads you to. Just, you know, because one will lead to the next, which will lead to the next, which will lead to the next. Follow that little path. It'll really help you out at this point in time a great deal. So I'm going to tell you that. But I think you're on the right path. Continue down it.
Okay.
God bless. Keep us posted.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, I will. Bye-bye.
Excellent. It kind of reminds me of like Livestream where I work out of here in Roanoke and the beautiful place that Beth has up there in Vero Beach.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
Creating something like that and everything. I was very pleased to be able to finally meet her. And I'm so glad you did.
I love Beth so much. She is such a wonderful woman, and what she's creating there is phenomenal. She's having the Monroe Institute come out, and they're doing a weekend program there in October. So she's mixing so many different modalities. It's just amazing. And they're finding her. She's not going out there and looking to bring them in. She just set it out there, and it's amazing what she's attracting. It's just so beautiful.
It is. It is. Well, we have another caller. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Real good.
Real good.
What can we do for you tonight?
I would like to see if... Tell me what's coming up for my love life.
Your love life. Okay.
What's your birthday?
April 8th, 1857.
And do you know what time you were born?
6:25 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Troy.
Michigan?
Ohio.
Oh, Ohio, yay. There's a lot of Troys. And most people, when they say Troy, they usually just mean Michigan. So,
yeah.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Do you still live there?
There's probably 25 Troys in the United States.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Love. Everyone needs love.
You're not involved in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Well, you're all about love, that's for sure.
Yes.
Yes.
No, there's a guy
I
like.
Yeah, that's why I'm surprised you don't have one hanging around somewhere.
Yeah, because you were born with Venus conjunct the sun, so you are love.
Oh, wow.
Part of your I am presence, okay? You are love, and I think that if you use that as your mantra, you're going to go far and fast.
Wow. Okay.
You're a very, very loving person. You've got the moon conjunct Uranus and Leo, which just means that, you know, you really do want to keep your heart open, and and you can be a very, very affectionate person, and you can be very fun. Wow.
Well, the guy that I'm interested in is June the 3rd. And he's a year older than me, so it'd be 1856.
Okay.
But I don't,
that makes sense.
I don't know if
Mars
he's interested
in
me, though. He flirts, but that's as far as it's gotten.
Do you know where he lives?
Troy. Ohio.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, your natal Mars is in Gemini, so I could understand why you would have an interest in this person, because you do need somebody that is pretty mentally active as far as your love relationships are concerned, somebody you can really communicate with. And Geminis are usually good at that, but let's take a look at the rest of his chart and see what shows up here. Okay. Okay. He's got that Mercury retrograde in his natal. And when Mercury's retrograde, just to let you know this, my Aries friend, it's sometimes harder for a person to communicate. There can be a little bit of the trickster of the communication of not wanting to be pinned down. Is that about right?
Yes.
His sun does sun your Mars, so I'm sure there's an attraction there, okay, of coming together, of having conversation. And actually, because there's some nice trines to your Chiron with this, I feel that the relationship, for what it is actually quite healthy, isn't it?
Yes, we have. He flirts. He's always watching me. Everything, but that's as far as it's gotten right now.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I think this guy's too flaky for her to figure out.
Okay.
He does have a difficult chart. I have to give him that.
He has many shifts and changes and many different avenues and many different forms. And he's really, you know, hard to pin down in a lot of ways. And I do feel that this would be a very interesting friendship, and I think it can bring you a great perspective. And I think that there's some qualities that really attract you strongly to this guy. Again, your sun is conjunct your Mars. That's a very strong attraction. I mean, his sun is conjunct your Mars, so. Anyhow, but I think really that there's some great experiences for you with this one, but I don't necessarily think I would say this is the ideal relationship for you.
Okay.
But I would with you. I would keep on looking because here again, you know, I think you're a little bit more conservative than what you need to be as far as your love life is concerned, because you're just a wonderful ball of love, like you said. The classic sign of Sun conjunct Venus is it's a beauty mark. So everywhere you go, everybody thinks you're beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. And I think you're a little bit more conservative with your looks than what you should be. Okay. Here again, that's just part of what comes with that Sun conjunct Venus.
Okay.
So I think you should have a better worth, self-worth is what I'm trying to say, and just be out there and be present, because you've got a great chart as far as attracting people in without having to do anything.
Wow. Okay.
Now, what do you do for your social life?
I go out every Friday night with a group of friends.
Awesome.
And then usually on Saturday nights I find something to do, or there's a place right down the road that usually has bands. I go down there and listen to the band and stuff. So try to get out, but it's not like I'm going a whole, you know, long way or getting out and doing a whole lot.
I just think it's important for you to be with someone who has a lot of adventures in their background, okay? Because you've got your Mars in Gemini and your Saturn in Sag. And because of that, even if you were with someone that was even born in another country or comes from a different cultural background, somebody that has even studied abroad, someone that really has strong communication skills but has also adventured forth, I think that you really need somebody who is very multifaceted. And you would create for them a very loving and grounded relationship, and you would appreciate their storytelling and their adventures, and you would create new adventures with this person, because that's the kind of personality type I see in your chart for you.
Okay.
Somebody that, again, can be very diversified, okay? You can kind of dress them up and take them anywhere. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and here again, that was the same thing. Why I said I think she's being conservative is because I do think that you're looking for an adventure. I do think you're looking for an intellectual stimulation. I do think that you're looking for fun and activity with that Mars and Gemini opposing the Saturn and Sag. That's a freedom-loving thing. And so I think you're looking for someone who can guide you into that adventure, and I think you really need to look at it in that direction of you know, put your intention out there as far as what you want to look at as far as a relationship is concerned. So that's the reason why I said I think you're being conservative, is because boldly go out there is what I'm trying to say. Just put yourself out there. The adventure will begin.
There you go.
That sounds fantastic. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Keep us posted.
I sure will. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. All right. Good night.
Bye.
Well, Jacqueline, we're nearly at the top of the hour. We probably should tell people how they can find us if they'd like a personal consultation with us, or if they have an event that they'd like us to, you know, attend. So why don't you go ahead and give them the scoop on what you're up to these days.
I'm in transit. I am going to be in many places here soon. I am in Stuart, Florida, and that is where my primary home is in Stuart, Florida at the moment. I will be leaving next week for Paintsville, Ohio, and then I will be leaving the week after for California, and then returning back to Ohio. So if you would like to reach me, you can reach me at 772-286-2720. That phone will travel with me, and you'll be able to reach me.
Yay. Well, I'm in sweet Roanoke, Virginia, and I work out of the Livestream Center here, and also at a little place called A Little Bit Hippie, which is really fun, just doing mini readings and such. And the phone number I can be reached at is 540-400-0110. But I'm going to be traveling to Massachusetts next weekend, so we will not be having a show next Saturday night. But after that, when I come back, we'll be consistently on the air. We have a couple of two-hour specials that I'm scheduling now to have other people come on also the second hour of the show and highlight some of their gifts that they have been developing and tell us a little bit about their path. And this is just designed to help you if you are a light worker, if you are developing your spiritual gifts, You can call in and ask some questions. And you can also, again, hear their story, because everyone that starts out on this path at first sometimes is not sure exactly how to develop their gifts and how to get them out there. So you want to talk to people who have kind of been there and done that, and highlight them on the air. That's our plan. So until next week, God bless, and we'll be talking to you two Saturdays from now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.